Next item, request for public hearing pertaining to striped bass. Mr. Aspinwall, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Commissioner. Good afternoon, Commission members. So this is a request for public hearing to amend Chapter 4 VAC 20-252 pertaining to the taking of striped bass to establish a 2020 striped bass commercial quota for the Chesapeake Bay and coastal areas and implement a 28-inch commercial maximum size limit in the Chesapeake Bay area from March 15th through June 15th. So the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission is going to hold their 78th annual meeting at New Castle, New Hampshire, October 28th through October 31st. It will be during this meeting that the ASMSC Striped Bass Management Board will be taking final action on both recreational and commercial measures under Draft Addendum 6, and that will be on October 30th. One of those decisions they'll be making is making adjustments to quota for the commercial, which approach to go with. One is a 1.8% reduction in commercial quota, which is based on the proportional removal from the commercial sector, or an 18% reduction in commercial quota, which is the total reduction shared equally amongst the recreational and commercial sectors. Once that decision is made, we're going to provide that to the commission next month during the public hearing. So, on the other hand, the Chesapeake Bay does have a commercial maximum size limit season that currently runs March 26th through June 15th, and it's in place to protect the spawning age females as they migrate out of the Chesapeake Bay. Historically, we've had a season that starts a little bit earlier, approximately 2 weeks earlier, starts on March 15th instead of March 26th. In response to the stock assessment that indicates that the spawning stock biomass is overfished, staff is requesting that we adopt the historical season just as a larger window to protect the spawning females as they leave the bay. Staff recommends advertising for a November public hearing to amend Chapter 4, 20-252, pertaining to the taking of striped bass to establish a 2020 striped bass commercial quota for the Chesapeake Bay and coastal areas and implement a 28-inch commercial maximum size limit in the Chesapeake Bay area from March 15th through June 15th. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Any questions of Alex by members of the commission? Mr. France.
Yes, I have no problem with going to 26-inch or 28-inch fish on March the 15th.
Yeah, let me go back for you. Yeah.
But on March the 26th, the way we presently had it, between there and April 1st, is there a net size change, or does it go to a minimum size? I'm not sure on that. And if it does, do we need to move that back some also?
As if I'm aware, it's just a maximum size limit. We do now have a 7-inch maximum mesh size on that fishery.
Is there? Does anybody know?
No, I don't believe we do.
It doesn't go to a 6-inch or anything like that?
Up in the rivers and the spawning areas, there's that 6.5-inch mesh size restriction that comes in during the spawning periods. So now we put that 7-inch, they still coincide. There won't be anything that we have to adjust with those mesh size to coincide with that 28.
Okay.
Further questions? Mr. Tanker.
I guess I'll have to ask the question that I continually get over and over again. Is why are we even bothering to catch? Why are we catching fish in the spring when we know this is when they're spawning? I mean, everywhere I go, people say, "Why are you letting people catch fish? The commercial guys catch these fish in the spawning time periods. Do we have to do this?"
No. So I think one of the reasons why we have this, we're asking to push it back, is to reduce the amount of potential harvest of these large fish that you're referring to. So that's really the purpose of this request.
So I'll follow up, Mr. Tanker.
Follow up. So would we have the option of not having a spring harvest? When we meet again, is there any option for doing that?
Well, the commercial fishery is unique in that if you were to, if we've discussed this as staff, if you were to take part of their season away, that they would just adjust their effort accordingly. And so you may not have any savings with that. So putting a maximum size limit during a certain part of the season would still allow them to fish, but not harvest as many large fish as they could if the season was smaller.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that part. Okay.
Kind of like displaced effort. You know, either you want it over a period or you want to hammer it. Yeah. Further questions?
No, just a comment.
Yes, sir. Mr. France.
Kind of, to go with what Mr. Tankard said here, you know, in our areas on the Rappahannock and Potomac, most of the time the big spawning females aren't getting there until somewhere around the 13th or 15th of March. So the net size adjustment and stuff hits it about right.
So you're happy with this?
I think so, yes.
Further questions or comments? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission.
Move to accept a request for public hearing.
Motion made by Dr. Neal for public hearing on striped bass. Is there a second to the motion?
Second. Move.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.